新书、旧书，知行英语与您分享一本好书的智慧点滴。
8 million ways to die.
八百万种死法。
书名解读。
Way 可以表示道路，比如说 the way to the post office， 去邮局的路。但是在这里的意思是方法、方式。Several ways of solving this problem， 解决这个问题的几种方法，或者是 the American way of life， 美国的生活方式。way 这个词在英语中很常见，所以它有关的常见词组也非常多，我们不妨来学习几个。 in a way 的意思是在某种程度上。 the work is well done in a way， 从某种程度上说这工作做得不错。如果有人挡了你的道，我们就可以说 he is in the way。 on one's way to 指的是在去什么的路上。举一个例子， I am on my way to the shopping center，我在去购物中心的路上。
内容概要。
Nobody knows better than Matthew Scudder how far down a person can sink in this city. A young prostitute named Kim knew it also.And she wanted out. Maybe Kim didn't deserve the life fate had dealt her. She surely didn't deserve death. The alcoholic ex-cop turned PI was supposed to protect her, but someone slashed her to ribbons on a crumbling New York City waterfront pier.
在这个城市里，没有人比马修·史卡德更清楚一个人可以沉沦到社会多底层的地方。基姆，一个年轻的妓女，也知道，而且她想摆脱这种生活。命运这样戏耍基姆，或许命运对她真是不公，她的死真是不值得。那个原来是做警察的酒鬼本应该保护她，但是在纽约一处行将倒塌的水边桥墩上，基姆被人砍得支离破碎。Deserve， 这句话和下面一句话中都出现了 deserve 这个单词，它的意思是应受、值得。比如说干了错事就是 deserve to be punished， 应该受罚。这个词可以用的场合非常多，看看这个例子， I think you are playing with fire， you deserve it， 你这是在玩火，真是自作自受。如果你哪个朋友失恋了，就可以对他说 Don't be depressed， you deserve someone better，不要难过了，他配不上你的。
Now, finding Kim's killer will be Scudder's penance. But there are lethal secrets hiding in the slain hooker's past that are far dirtier than her trade. And there are many ways of dying in this cruel and dangerous town. Some quick and brutal, and some agonizingly slow.
现在史卡德想找到杀害基姆的真凶，以此来弥补自己的过错，但是这个遇害妓女的过去还隐藏着一些惊天的秘密，而这些秘密比他所从事的行业更加肮脏。在这个悲惨而危险的小镇上，有很多死亡的方式，有一些快而狠，还有一些则是慢慢的折磨人。Far 这里是与形容词的比较级连用，意思是什么的多。比如说 The food is far better than I expect， 食物比我期望的要好得多。还有相似的用法的词语有 Much, a little, a lot, even 等等。比如说 It was a much easier job than that one， 这份工作比那份要容易得多。此外 Far 还可以修饰形容词的最高级。来看一个例子，It was far the best film that I have seen for a long time. 这是我长时间以来所看到的最好的电影了。
精彩点评。
A thoroughly enjoyable crime novel. George Webster.
一本非常好看的犯罪小说，乔治·韦伯。
Lawrence Block is a writer's writer. His style, words, and plots are top-notch. What do you get in this story? You get a grim and gritty New York. Home to Matt Scudder, ex-cop and private investigator. You get Scudder's desperate efforts to overcome his addiction to alcohol. And you get the story of Kim, a prostitute, who pays Scudder to tell Chance, her pimp, that she wants to leave the business.
劳伦斯·布鲁克真是作家中的作家，他的写作风格、语言还有情节的设置都是一流的。从这个故事里你看到了什么？你可以看到一个无情却又勇敢的纽约，这里是马修·史卡德的家，他曾经是一名警察，现在则是一个私家侦探。在书里你可以看到史卡德竭尽全力戒酒，你还可以看到继母的故事，这个妓女花钱托史卡德告诉强斯，也就是他的皮条客，他不想再干这个行当了。 X 是一个前缀，表示之前的、前任的，比如说 ex-president 前总统， ex-wife 前妻。我们也可以直接用这个词来表示前什么，比如说 she's my ex， 意思就可以是她是我的前妻或者前女友。反过来，如果我们要说将要成为的，就可以说 would be， 比如说 would be mother-in-law， 未来的岳母。
Next, she is slashed to death. The obvious suspect is Chance. But Scudder becomes convinced that Chance didn't kill her. And Chance pays Scudder to find the murderer. As Scudder investigates and more murders occur, it becomes clear that Kim had unknowingly become involved with a group of violent criminals.
接下来他就被人砍死了。最有可能的犯罪嫌疑人就是强斯，但是史卡德却坚信并不是强斯杀的继母，而且强斯还花钱让史卡德去调查真凶。随着史卡德调查的深入，越来越多的谋杀案接踵而至，很明显继母在不知不觉中卷入了一个暴力犯罪集团。 Convinced， 确信的、深信的，这个词的动词是 convince， 使什么人相信、信服。我们通常用如词组 convince somebody of something， 使某人相信某事。来看一个例句， He convinced me of his innocence， 他使我相信他是无辜的。 Involve 这个词可以表示包括，比如说 housekeeping involves cooking, washing and cleaning， 家务活包括做饭、洗衣还有打扫卫生。Become involved with 是本文中出现的词组，意思是卷入、陷入，也可以说 be involved in， 比如说 the ex-president is involved in the scandal， 前总统卷入了一场丑闻中。
A nice feature of the story is that Block gives you all the cluesTo pretty much solve the mystery. Otherwise, you must wait until the final pages. It's a great story. Little wonder that Block has won so many awards for his mystery writing.
这本书一个优点就在于布鲁克给读者提供了非常多的线索，让读者差不多可以自己找到真凶。不然的话，读者就得一直等到最后一页才知道凶手是谁。这个故事非常精彩，所以也难怪布鲁克凭着他的推理小说赢得了那么多奖项。 Little wonder that， 难怪，并不奇怪。我们也可以说 No small wonder that， 在口语中很常用，比如说 No wonder you were late， 怪不得你来得这么晚。 Small wonder that he was so tired，怪不得他这么累。但如果我们要说奇怪的事，则是 It's a wonder that Mystery writing， Mystery 的意思是谜、谜语。 Mystery writing 指的就是推理小说。 我们也可以说 mystery novel 或者是 whodunit。 我们来看一下各种不同题材的小说用英语该怎么说。爱情小说是 love story， 古典小说是 classical novel， 侦破小说是 detective story， 通俗小说是 light novel， 而历史小说是 historical novel。
8 million reasons to read, Gary Jonas.
读这本书的800万个理由 Gary Jonas.
This is the book that really set the standard for the Scudder series. It's the fifth Scudder adventure, and it opens with Matt just out of the hospital after a major drinking binge. He is hired by a prostitute who wants out of the business. So...He tracks down her pimp, Chance. No problem, Chance says. She can get out. But she could have saved herself some money and skipped the middleman.
这本书真正确定了史卡德系列小说的典范。这是史卡德冒险系列小说的第五本。本书一开头就是写马修因为喝酒狂欢而入院。刚出院就被一个妓女雇佣。这名妓女希望脱离皮肉生涯。所以史卡德找到他的皮条客强斯，强斯说没有问题，他可以走，但是他原本就可以跳过皮条客的盘剥，为自己存一些私房钱的。
Everything looks great, but then the prostitute is murdered. Scudder, of course, assumes that Chance is the killer.So he calls in a tip to the police. Next thing you know, Chance is out and he's looking for Matt. This book is the first to really show Matt's struggle with alcohol. He starts attending AA meetings, but still doesn't see himself as an alcoholic.
事情看上去进行得很顺利，但是接下来这个妓女就被人杀了。史卡德当然认为强斯是凶手，所以他打电话给警察局，暗示他们强斯是真凶。接下来你也知道，强斯被放了出来，四处开始找马修。这本书第一次真正描写了马修戒酒过程中痛苦的挣扎。他开始参加戒酒匿名会，可是还不觉得自己是一个酒鬼。
Normally, by the fifth book, a series begins to run out of steam. With Matt Scudder, though, the series is just beginning to find its legs. The mystery is fair play, but if you figure out how it all ties together before Matt, you're a more astute reader than I am. All of the characters are well drawn and fully realized.Block is a true master, and this is a masterpiece.
一般来说，一个系列小说写到第五本的时候，作者往往就才思枯竭了。但是对马修·史卡德来说，这个系列写到这，他才刚刚开始对自己的能力有了自信心。看推理小说，人人都有均等的机会找出真凶。但是如果你在马修之前发现了这个案子究竟是怎么回事的话，你就是一个比我更聪明的读者了。书里所有的人物都刻画精巧而到位，布鲁克真是一位推理小说大师，这本书也的确是一部杰作。Find one's legs 这个词组最初是指婴儿开始能行走或站立，找到了脚也就找到了自信，因此这个词组引发的含义就是找到了信心。那么 Find one's eyes legs 是什么意思呢？比如说I finally found my eyes legs after days of practice. 练了几天，我终于学会滑冰了。与此相类似的还有 sea legs. Find one's sea legs 的意思就是不晕船，能够在颠簸的船上行走自如。既然 leg 这么重要，那么如果一人 pull one's leg 拉某人的腿的话就不好了。这个词组的意思是愚弄某人。Figure out 理解，比如说 I can't figure him out 意思就是我不理解他，我看不透他。 我们可以说 I can't figure out that, 我不知道。 I can't figure out how to tell the news to them, 我想不出怎么把这事跟他们说。这个词组在口语中很常用，只要是说想通一个问题或是解决一个问题，都可以用 figure out 这个片语。例如说你要问人家一个问题，你就可以说 How do you figure this out? 你是怎么想出来的呀？出版社新星出版社，版次2006年9月第1版，页数383页。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一曝十寒。
听力课堂，听 class.com。